Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November 30th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is Hour 2 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also are convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration certainly is in order. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Hopefully you had a delightful Thanksgiving. Safe travels on the road. Now Kurt's back in the studio. Welcome back, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
All right, so we talked with Ammon Bundy last hour, Kurt. Ammon Bundy.
Yeah.
BundyRanch.blogspot.com. That's BundyRanch.blogspot.com is where you can get more information on what the Bundys are doing. Right now they're defending the Hammonds. SaveTheHammonds.com is another website that we got to really work with. Mm-hmm. But what you got, Kurt, is you got the, whether it's the Bundys, Harry Reid calling the Bundys, and everybody that's willing to support the Bundys, terrorists, basically, publicly doing so. Nobody in the mainstream press really calls Harry Reid out on that. Nobody. Okay, I'm not saying there wasn't a comment here or there, but nobody besides me and a couple of hard-hitting talk show hosts have really stood up and said, wait a minute, this is bogus. I've played the soundbite over and over. I've made a big deal of this, because it is a big deal. Anybody who supports the Bundys are basically terrorists. He lies and lies and lies about Ammon, about Cliven Bundy. He lies about Sheriff Richard Mack. He lies about the reality of where we stand and what we're doing, etc. Okay? And then it gets worse, because now when we try to defend the Hammonds, this family, they've done nothing wrong. But it is about the land, as Ammon Bundy succinctly puts it. But now we try to appeal to the sheriff, David Ward. He's Harney County Sheriff over there in Oregon. He is now feeding your information directly to the FBI if you help or try to call to help the Hammonds. Now, thousands of ISIS fighters, Kurt, have been brought into the United States, into U.S. cities. Thousands of ISIS fighters are in the cities of America now. Mm-hmm. A new report is ripping Obama for basically promoting and bringing in refugees while downplaying the threat. CIA says we should not bomb certain ISIS targets because it may harm the environment. But it gets worse. Now the FBI is using, quote, elite surveillance equipment and teams to track at least 48 high-risk ISIS suspects. That's according to Fox News. They say as many as 1,000 active cases. Fox News has learned that at least 48 ISIS suspects are considered such high risk that the FBI is using their elite tracking mobile squads. They call them the mobile surveillance teams, or also known as MSTs. Wow. To track them domestically. Think about that. Now, coming soon, more immigrants from foreign nations, Muslim nations, if you will, and coming soon, we'll have more, listen carefully, we'll have more immigrants from Muslim nations in our country than live in D.C. We're talking more than 680,000 of them in America. That's according to the Washington Examiner. They say Barack's open-door immigration policy is at the heart of it all. Now, this is serious, folks. President Obama's, quote, open-door immigration policy is set to accept more immigrants from Muslim nations over the next 5 years, more so than the entire population of Washington, D.C. Now, you look at that, Kurt, and you say, and they're going to call you and I a terrorist?
Well,
because
Sam,
we want to protect America?
Yeah, you can sure see why they have to go up to this ranching family. I mean, you know, it makes perfect sense to me when you've got this situation as it is, right?
This is not even comprehensible, folks.
It's insane.
Now, here's the problem. You and I can say it's insane. You and I could try to bury our head in the sand like most Americans do and pretend it doesn't exist. Or we could just live our lives and not really know it exists if we pay attention to the mainstream press, who won't tell us this. Or you can realize that the federal government, Kurt, is creating an absolutely irreconcilable showdown. Mm-hmm. The federal government is creating an absolutely irreconcilable forced showdown.
Yeah.
And the problem is, how do you remain peaceful but stand up and support the Bundys, support the Hammonds, or support whoever's next? It might be you, Kurt, that gets, well, you already did, in fact. The IRS already attacked Kurt Cosby, stole everything they had, ratcheted that I'm down to church mouse status in terms of poor as a church mouse. Okay, they've done that to me. They've done that to several. At what point do we say, you know what, we cannot let this go on or we're in the wrong as well? And that's kind of why I'm criticizing, you know, a lot of these leaders on the campaign stages and stuff. They want to get my money for everything but helping the Hammonds, everything but helping the Bundys, everything but helping the next person in trouble. I try to get a hold of them and say, look, we're with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, or I'm with the nationally syndicated radio talk show Liberty Roundtable, syndicated on AM/FM radio stations across the country and on multiple radio networks. And they won't even, I can't even get to them, Kurt. I can't even talk to them about the problem. I mean, the only way I can, in fact, get a hold of Mike Lee is if I go to a Jell-O Fest, right? Mm-hmm. If I go to Jell-O Day, then I can maybe shake his hand and get my picture
and
stuff.
We've been there for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I look at this, Kurt, and I say, what? You got coming soon more immigrants from Muslim nations than the population of D.C., 680,000? FBI using elite surveillance teams to track 48 of them as hardened core terrorists right here in America. CIA doesn't want to bomb the oil targets because it may harm the environment. Thousands of fighters in the U.S. cities. But now the county sheriff's going to feed your information if you say, hey, can you help the Hammond family, please? And then he's going to turn your information over to the FBI.
Well, you know, I guess it's just one more list you can get on.
If you want to be a who's who of the Patriots, you got to get on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list as the biggest hater, the biggest enemy, and then you got to get on the FBI's list as a terrorist, right?
Yeah, somebody who wants to help a ranching family because they, backburned and stopped the fire from burning their house on their land. And, you know, I mean, it's just all about the land, Sam.
Domestic terrorists.
Private property and that kind of thing. And up is down and down is up. And, you know, it's.
So, what do you think we ought to do in this case, Kurt? How aggressive do we need to get? I mean, look, what is the Ammon, Bundy, and Cruz letter going to say about this? Is it going to say, you know, hey, or else we're going to come armed? Or is it going to say, or else we're going to rally? Or what, you know, how many rallies can we have? Donald Trump can bring 10,000 to his rally. No problem. You and I, you know, I don't know how many we can bring, but it's not very many in comparison. Where do we go from here and what do we do? Are we out of options for the peaceful route?
Well, at least to me, we would certainly have to, you know, show up there like the folks
Bundy
showed
Ranch,
up
yeah.
for the Bundys, you know, and then, hope that there's still peaceful means of taking care of this and having the, as they say, when they feel the heat, they see the light, you know, and that's what you hope for, and that's what is our duty, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not sure that we can guarantee this stays peaceful.
Right.
I used to think we could, Kurt.
Impossible to,
but not when the federal government's going to allow terrorists to just run around and then say, you're a terrorist.
Right.
Now, I agree with Ammon's point last hour. He says we need to do this defensively because if we go on the offense, we've got problems. I concur with that view. But the question is, how do you do enough defensively?
Yeah, it's very true. And, I mean, you take a, at least in my opinion, you learn from people who have been effective. You look at the, Black Lives Matter crowd or the maybe the environmentalists. And you've got to simply stand up for your rights. They would chain themselves to a tree to protect an owl, or they would, do all these different things. And so, you know, it may be that we have to do those kinds of things that are what you would say a lot less, delicious, if you will, to the taste, you know, but you've got to stand up for those rights, or else, you know, the only thing left that you have is, the unmentionable that you don't want to even talk about.
All right, where is Harney County, Oregon? Because that's where we may all need to go, huh?
I guess so.
We'll talk about it in seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business. This is no joke. Merry Christmas. Liberty Roundtable Live. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, did you get a chance to check out this county and see where it is? It's the middle of nowhere, my friend.
Well, it's not nowhere because, of course, it's in the United States of America. It's in Oregon, you said, right?
Well, yeah, that's right.
Called, yeah, I mean, so, you know, that's somewhere for sure. And what's the name
it's
of the
far.
County again?
It's far away, Kurt. It's yeah. Harney County. David
Harney,
Ward's the sheriff.
H-A-R-N-E-Y.
Yes, sir. And Burns, Oregon is one of the cities in that county.
Mm-hmm.
The nearest city with population of 50,000.
There's a Welcome to Harney County website. It's got some nice trees. And,
is Bend, Oregon, know. Kurt. And Bend, Oregon's about 116 miles away.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then it's northwest, How do you say this? Clackamas?
Huh.
Clackamas, Oregon. It's got 200,000 people. It's 215 miles away. 1 million plus is Los Angeles. 658 miles away. You got Hines, Oregon right near there. Mile and a half away. I think it's Brucey, is how you say it. 4.8 miles. Seneca. Diamond. Canyon City. Mount Vernon, Oregon. So there you go. I kind of like Mount Vernon, Kurt. I'm into that, you know. Go to Mount Vernon, Oregon, you know. But it's very fascinating. They're taking on people who they believe won't have a chance, Kurt. The government is out of control. And I'm not sure what we're going to do about it. But Ammon's right. We're going to have to get something done.
You know, I'm looking at their list of elected officials. You know, their judges, their county commissioners, you know, their district attorneys, et cetera. You know, I mean, you got a good list of those. I don't see it. Oh, there's the sheriff, David M. Ward, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, and as far as I can see, we've got to just stand up for our rights and defend our fellow citizens, as we would hope that, you know, others would come in defense of us, you know. I don't see that we have any other choice.
All right. John Day is right by there as well, Kurt. We have some friends from John Day, Oregon.
Oh, there's a town named John Day, Oregon, huh?
Yeah. Blue Mountain Broadcasting Company owns AM 1400 there. I always look at radio stations because then I can know about towns, you know.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
You got Weiser, Idaho, 50,000 watt station there. Mm. You got Boise, Idaho. You got Portland, Oregon. So, you know, it's in the middle of all that stuff. It's in northeast Oregon, I guess.
Yeah.
Most of the stations, though, are from far away. So there you have it. Any other tidbits on that, Kurt?
Well, they say that Harney County was named after a military officer who was involved in the Pig War. I didn't even know about a Pig War, but, you know, it must have been a real oinker. But anyway, you know, I just can't tell you. They say it's included in the 8-county definition of Eastern Oregon. It's Oregon's largest county in the area. It's larger than 6 U.S. states.
And let's be clear, we're talking about landmass, not population. It's very, very thinly populated.
Yeah. But that's typically the way that, you know, the big boys do it. You know, you want to beat up on some small little thing. That's the way a bully does it. And so the federal government's looking at it saying, hey, a lot of ground, very few people. Let's go there, you know, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, they have unlimited resources, so they're saying, hey, the Patriots probably won't go assemble there.
They said it was carved out of the southern two-thirds of Grant County in 1889. They had a fierce political battle with armed Knight Riders who spirited county records from Harney to Burns, ended with Burns as the county seat in 1890. Anyway, kind of interesting stuff. They talk about the Indian reservations up there, you know. But, you know, I guess the first step is to do what Ammon says and move on from there. I think he's a good, pretty good leader when it comes to this kind of stuff, you know. He and Sheriff Mack and others. What do you think, Sam?
I think that Ammon Bundy's a great leader. I think he's a great, humble person. He's got courage, but he's humble.
Yeah.
That's what we need. I know that we've got to do something. And I know that we're starting to become beyond the days where we can talk about it, send a couple, you know, dollars and call it good. That's kind of the problem. This is not a joke anymore, folks. This is serious. And that's why we're spending so much time on it is, you know what? We want to be peaceful for Thanksgiving and have a great time. We want to be, you know, peaceful for Christmas. Great. But are we going to stand with this family or not? And on one hand, you kind of want to just turn a blind eye and hope that it goes away.
There shouldn't be any problems there, Sam, because the majority of the registered voters are all members of the Republican Party, as far as I can see. So I don't know what in the world would be even a problem. But they do say that 70% of the voters voted for John McCain. Now, I guess that would be a problem. While they say 25%+ voted for Barack Obama, then the third party, about almost 4% voted for a third party or wrote in a candidate. It's interesting they have that kind of detail. But that shows you a little bit of their, quote, politics, if you will. They do have ranching, they say sheep raising and timber are their three industries. They say the railroad is in the area, which extended into the area back in 1883, served as a catalyst to the cattle industry. Anyway, that gives you a little bit more about it, but sounds like my kind of country.
Yeah, it's great country. In fact, Ammon says that it's more beautiful than his ranch by far. They got just tremendous water that is just lovely ground. Anyway, as far as I can tell, it's in the middle of Oregon, away from everything, though, Kurt. It's away from Portland. It's away from Boise. It's away from Seattle. It's away from, you know, it's a distance to get there from anywhere. And I think that's why the government has kind of strategically picked it, is how many people will really go there. How many people will really stand up for our friends, the Hammonds, an unknown family to most patriots, right? That's kind of the question. That's really the question. How many people will really, you know, support them? You think anybody will, Kurt?
Well, you know, I mean, as far as I can see, all their elected officials have phone numbers, et cetera, so I think there's a lot that can be done before we might have to go there.
I think it's like 5 hours, 5.5 hours to drive from Portland to John Day. So, you know, I don't know if you can get there quicker by flying into Spokane or what, Kurt. I don't know where you'd go. Do you know where you'd fly into or how you'd best get there? And you got to fly so the government can, like, frisk you and take off your clothes and stuff. I mean, that's always part of the fun.
Well, that way you were safe.
Absolutely. And that's part of the fun for sure. But I wonder if Americans are really going to stand up here, if they're just going to leave the Hammonds out to dry. And if the Hammonds are left out to dry, I wonder who's next, Kurt. Will it be talk show hosts?
Well,
will it be ranchers? Who will be the next group that you're not, quote, part of, right?
Yeah. They do say that, you know, because of the Homesteading Act back in between 1862 and 34, it qualified for that. Now they say the BLM owns more than 3 million acres, or 62% of the lands within the county boundaries. I think they want more. What do you say, Sam?
Hang tight. I guarantee that's what they're after. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, straight ahead.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you go from Boise, Idaho to John Day, Oregon, looks like it's about 188 miles. They say 3 hours. There you have it, Kurt. That may be so far the best way I find to get there. Go to Boise and go there, you know, from there. All right, there's a Harris County sheriff who's the opposite. Of this, in my opinion, excuse for a sheriff, David Ward in Harney County, Oregon. This other sheriff's a pretty good dude, it looks like to me. Harris County Sheriff, his name is Mike Jolly. Or is it Jolly, Kurt? Either way, tell everybody about Mike Jolly, will you?
Mike Jolly.
He's in Harris County, sir.
Harris County, is that's in Oregon?
No. He posted a new sign outside of his office that says, "Warning, ladies and gentlemen, Harris County is politically incorrect." Yes? We say Merry Christmas. We say God bless America. And in God we trust. We support our troops and salute them. And if you don't like that, take a hike. If this offends you, leave. Because he also says we believe in the flag, Kurt. Any comments on this guy?
Well, he sounds kind of like a guy we need to pull or a clone, you know, as far as I can tell. You know, you don't get too many of these, and he should be our buddy. I don't know. Is he a CSPOA member?
I don't know. We've got to work on that and find out. But I know this. Yeah. At least the guy's standing for something, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. That is a good point.
I just don't understand what we're going to do here.
Harris County, you said?
Yeah, you're the one that gave me this piece, Kurt.
I know. When was it?
Yeah, I don't know. Can't keep track of that. Kurt goes on vacation and stuff, and I just, man,
yeah,
can't keep track of all Kurt's doings, you know what I mean? I just keep the story, though, and I just kind of figure, you know, maybe what I need to do is just send the stories back to Kurt that he sends me.
Yeah, it'd be good.
But what would be better is if you wrote them down, then you just basically have them and you'd be ready to roll.
I got them all in my scent pile, but
that won't do you any good.
It's kind of big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to use a file, Kurt, where you can just look down and have the story. But anyway, the sheriff's a good guy. This is a guy that's been standing up for quite some time, and God we trust, and everybody went ballistic, and he had that on what, the license plates of his cruisers, Kurt? Isn't that right?
Is that the one?
I think so.
So the one that said, In God We Trust or whatever.
I think so, yeah. And he's just kind of getting more bold as time goes on. As they try to attack him, he just stands up even more.
Yeah, that's right? Impressive.
Right? I'm looking up the distance between Spokane, Washington, and this John Day, Oregon. Because we gotta know the best way to get there, Kurt. Now, I know some people might just be able to, out of the top of their head, tell me this stuff, Kurt. They can email us and tell us if they know. We've got some listeners there, too, from what I understand. You know? What do you think, Kurt? You'll release all kinds of pounds of toxins if you travel there, though. Is that going to be okay? What do you think, Kurt?
Well, it's what we need to do, release pounds of toxins and, you know, ruin the environment just to go up there to help the Hammonds. But, you know, seriously, that's a bunch of hocus-pocus. They've, you know, been talking about this. They've had some big global warming meetings or whatever lately, and some of the headlines are pretty good, you know, talking about stuff like, hey, you know, this fiddling with the temperature data is the biggest science scandal ever, talking about basically how they lie to fit the numbers, you know. And, you know, that's what happens in so many cases, just like you always teach, he who owns the media makes the rules. So they can either tell everybody the sky is falling if they want, and that you got to quit using your deodorant.
Darn right. You ruin the environment with that spray can, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. You got to use roll-on, Kurt, if you want to really be environmentally friendly. And what's fascinating to me is they don't even talk about the people that are creating it. They just talk about you using it. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
All right, so you got a Harris County Sheriff guy that's standing up. You got the guy in Oregon that's failing. You got a man stealing a woman's boarding pass in the news, Kurt. I guess he checked into the Salt Lake City airport, didn't he?
Yeah, now this story, I saw it on a local basis, and then it got picked up by Drudge, you know, a little later, but I thought it was interesting because, you know, how you and I mean, you know, we've got to, of course, show our boarding pass when we get on, and as far as I know, they look at your boarding pass with your, you know, driver's license or some other form of ID, so I don't exactly get... how the guy, you know, he steals a woman's boarding pass. They say that he, you know, just kind of got it because it was this woman had misplaced the pass. I guess, I don't know where you misplace those suckers, but anyway, and then she used a replacement pass that was uploaded to her phone. The woman was just a few passengers behind this guy, he just said he tries to make it seem like it was a mistake, that the boarding pass printed incorrectly, or that he grabbed the wrong boarding pass. But they don't point out, Sam, that, you know, when you go through screening, you have to have, at least every time you and I are forced to go through that, you know, to make sure we're all safe, you have to have your, you know, ID and your boarding pass. So what was the TSA guy just asleep? You know, did they not look at that and go, oh, this boarding pass doesn't match your thing? I mean, you know, it's just kind of silly. We get told we're all safe and then, you know, this kind of thing shows up in the news. Now, nobody really wants to point that part out of the story. They just talk about how, this guy was a bad guy. Well, you know, but what about, how does that point out the flaws in the system, Sam?
Well, there are no flaws in the system is the first thing you got to understand.
Yeah. Remember that. Yeah.
Now, I look at this, though, and I say, how on earth do these things happen, though? I mean, Kurt, they don't even let you have bumper stickers without, you know, taking your whole suitcase apart and
get
stuff.
Get your shoes off, get your belt off, you know, everything else. And this guy somehow goes through with a boarding pass that's somebody else's.
And not only that, here's the other thing. It's not only somebody else's, it's a female's.
Yeah.
So how does that work? I mean, I get if they think Sam's
Kurt.
It's
not his name.
Okay, I don't get how Sam is like Tina, though. Okay, no, I mean, I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know, and then they always make you show ID, Kurt. How's the ID match the... I just don't understand how this is even possible.
Yeah. They say this guy's name is Salata, S-A-L-A-T-A, 61 years old. He's a registered sex offender. We got to have a list for all those guys because it'll be safe. They say he had no items with him that would be cause for alarm. Well, yeah, except for somebody else's boarding pass. Maybe. You know, I mean,
for sure.
Throw that in, but you know.
But don't worry, he didn't have like a little scissors to cut thread if he's like sewing.
No,
or
I mean, he didn't have like fingernail files or something like that.
He didn't even have toothpaste.
You know what I mean? Too big a bottle of lotion, or maybe he had like a whole bottle full of water. I mean, he didn't have any of those dangerous things with him. And the TSA agent, they say, made a mistake to properly identify.
You know what happened,
individual?
Probably, Kurt, since he was a sex offender, then the TSA sex offenders probably went, oh, he's one of us. Let him go. He's cool. Don't you think?
I guess so. They say there are multiple layers of security in place. Both the ticketed passenger and the other individual were fully screened. Yeah, I mean, you know, multiple layers.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know in your government how you have trouble knowing who the good guys are? And how the United States government always wants to fund the supposed, I don't know what you call them, rebels, but they're not really the bad guys. They're not perfect, but they're better than the bad guys, so they're like kind of the good guys, right? Uh-huh. That's how we got Osama bin Laden in power. That's how we got Saddam Hussein in power. Yeah. That's how we've kind of battled this ISIS thing. Well, anyway, there's a way for you to kind of do that too now.
Uh-huh.
It's in New York City, Kurt. So,
yeah.
Let me just ask you, would you rather hang out or be defended by psychopathic ISIS? Or there's the New York Sicilian Mafia.
The
New York Sicilian Mafia is playing the good guy now. So the son of a New York mob boss, I know I sound like I just swore, but I didn't, ladies and gentlemen. The son of a New York mob boss has given Islamic statists a stark warning. Hey, you people coming in here to New York, you're going to have to deal with the Sicilian mob. Got it? So now the Sicilian mob wants to defend Americans against the bad guys, ISIS, Kurt.
Wow.
Do you think we ought to just back the Sicilian mob instead, you know?
Well, you know, as they say, the enemy of your... I guess your friend, anyway.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, huh?
Yeah.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so this is one of the weirdest stories I've seen in a long time. Headline says, gangs of New York Sicilian Mafia offers Big Apple protection from psychopathic ISIS. Now, it's reported by the Russians, Kurt. Russia Today. So you got the Sicilian mob going to protect you from ISIS in New York, reported by the Russians. I don't even know how to handle some of these stories. At least we get the news from somewhere, huh?
Yeah, good point. You know,
now, I guess in Kansas City, though, they might have a little more protection, right, Kurt?
Kansas City, yeah. Well, you know, at least the Kansas colleges, they say, are, preparing for what they call gun-toting students. This is according to the Wichita Eagle. Not exactly.
Let me get this right.
USA Today.
You got your domestic terrorist students. Those are the ones that believe in God, family, country. You got your transgender students. Those who don't really realize which sex they are.
Right. Or it changes daily.
It's fluid. You know, you got the religious zealot students. Those are the people that believe in God or whatever. You got the feminist students, right? You got the condom carrying students, Kurt.
Right.
You got those two. And now you got the gun-toting kind, right?
Well, yeah, and they're broken down, they call them, into three groups. They try to break these students down into three groups. They call them the hardliners, the doomsayers, and then the leaners.
Was the first
you got
one?
The hardliners.
The hardliners, the doomsayers, and the leaners.
Yeah, and this
what about
is how
the American
they break
ones?
The students. No, there's none of those, Sam. I mean, these are just students.
I see.
And so they're broken down like this. But the hardliners are the ones that think that, I mean, imagine this, that if you had students and people that could have a protective device with them on campus.
Yeah, if you had a rape me not, you're a hardliner.
Yeah, they think that maybe there would be less killings in these gun-free zones.
I mean, history only repeats that reality, Kurt.
These are
kind of
crazy people for sure, you know. So they call them the hardliners. They're not the soft, nice guys. They're the hardliners. Then you got the doomsayers that they call them. They're the ones that, are convinced that if you put guns on campus,
everybody's going to die.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
Heck yeah, the sky is falling, Chicken Little, armed with a gun now.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you got the leaners. These students say they can go either way on the issue. But anyway.
They're like transgender gun people.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
But anyway.
What about the people? There's a debate, too, in this article about a breakdown between whether you should be allowed to open carry or concealed carry, too, Kurt. There's a big debate about that.
But Sam, you gotta herald this story, and it's sad that, in my opinion, it probably won't be in NBC, CBS, ABC, USA Today, or something else that nobody else is gonna really pick it up and promote it. But at least the Kansans are saying, "Hey, we don't want to be left." I guess you could say, have these bad guys come in and do shoot and fish in a barrel like they've been doing at these other universities. you know. And so I just welcome this kind of, they say they're preparing for this. So that means that basically these university campuses, they say they're going to welcome these guns on campus just as much as they do laptops. Wow. But anyway, they say for students who grew up in a largely rural state surrounded by guns, having the student at the desk next to you with a pocket or purse full of a rape, you would say a rape me not. They call it a gun in this case, but they say it doesn't really make them feel uncomfortable because most of them are familiar with that kind of stuff already, you know?
All right. I'm not really sure how to handle this next story, but it's like cattle cloning in China, Kurt. What's up with that?
Well, this is so that you won't run out of meat, Sam. Now, I would say that this is a good reason to make sure that you know your local farmer, your rancher, and you get your meat that way. But, yeah.
Maybe that's why they're trying to attack all the ranchers, because they won't need them anymore, Kurt.
Well,
just go ahead and clone these suckers. They say China cloning factory to produce cattle, racehorses, and pets in the world's largest cloning facility in China, Kurt. It's like the world's largest cloning animal factory, I guess. I mean, this is a little different than Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, folks.
Yeah. They say interest in this agricultural biotechnology has been rapidly increasing in China, where the farmers are struggling to provide enough beef for the country's growing middle classes. They say prices of the meat are said to have tripled from 2000 to 2013. Now, Sam, stories like this, though, are exactly the kind of stories that make folks go, I'm going to the farmer's market and I'm trying to find my local rancher and buy my food that way. These guys, they say, by the way, they want to churn out some new sniffer dogs this way.
Sniffer
dogs? They're focused mostly on cattle, but they are excited about being able to turn out these sniffer dogs. Now, this is a dog that's got to be smart, they say, and obedient, strong, and sensitive. That's 1 in 100. You would normally have to look at a large number of dogs to find this one, but not when you can clone them, Sam. I mean, you know, then you get a lot of sniffer dogs.
Since people don't have kids over there, they need a sniffer dog as a buddy, Kurt. So.
Yeah, good point. By the way, you can get a clone dog now if you're willing to pay $100,000. Sniffer dogs are ready. And they've already produced more than 550 puppies. You know, so this is like a new economic move.
They're cloning people, Kurt, too?
It sure wouldn't surprise me, Sam. Would it surprise you?
Well, what I don't understand is how come there's so many of them? They don't have babies, so that can't be it. They must be cloning, Kurt. I can't come to any other conclusion, can you?
Yeah, that's a good point, Sam. Now, they say they've, produced 3 pure blood Tibetan Mastiff puppies replicas, they call them. They say that was considered a major breakthrough for China, which has cloned sheep, cattle, and pigs over the past 15 years. They expect to produce 100,000 cattle embryos a year, eventually increasing to 1 million. And where's the beef would be the question. I'd say it's in the cloning factory.
Are you cool with cloned beef, Kurt?
I want to head to my local rancher and farmer and say...
No, my friend, he's a terrorist. He's in jail.
Yeah, good point.
You can't be going to him.
That's exactly why you want to protect those guys, you know?
Well, right? Amen to that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine we're in supposedly the enlightened age, right, Kurt?
Now, they do say, Sam, there's a little bit of a problem with this whole thing because they say the mortality rate remains rather high. Many of the animals which are born alive die in the first few weeks, and they die painfully. What I like to know is how they figure out how they're feeling pain, but they probably just talk to them. But the European Parliament's Environment Committee has criticized this technique of cloning as not being fully mature. I don't know. All I can say is we need the government to stop this for sure, don't you think, Sam?
Well, yeah, but I mean, who cares about the death rate, Kurt, when you can just, you know, it's kind of like fake money. You just create as much of them as you want.
Well, it's
not really a problem, is it, Kurt?
Isn't it? Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I look at this and I say, is it a coincidence that the American farmers being attacked, the American ranchers being attacked, considered terrorists, if you will? Now, you can say, well, Sam, the farmers aren't being attacked. My response is, yeah, they are. They're being forced to grow Monsanto crops. And even if they choose not to, then the wind blows and the Monsanto crops infects their crops. And then they try to complain about it and fight Monsanto, and they're losing at every turn. They're being paid not to farm. Their water's being challenged everywhere. The regulations are through the roof. So targeting the American rancher and the American farmer at the same time, they don't need them because they're going to crank up a cloning facility in China. Is there a coincidence between those two critters? There some kind of a symbiotic type relationship? Or am I just a conspiracy wacko?
Yeah, you're a conspiracy wacko is what you are, Sam.
All right, just because I'm just kind of finding it interesting. And then now the Chinese will get into this at a later broadcast, but the Chinese now are buying up houses all over the United States because they have so much money they don't know what to do with it, Kurt. They got to invest somewhere.
Yeah, well, smart investors.
Kids are coming to college in America.
And hold on to the paper money, I mean, you know.
And then the Chinese are buying houses for their kids in America while they go to college and stuff, Kurt. Might as well have an asset, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's and smart. You just look at this stuff, and it's hard to believe that it's really real. I'm serious. It's just hard to really fathom. This is real. This is going on. Yep. And in an age when you and I are considered terrorists by our government, and Al-Qaeda's all cool.
Yep.
ISIS is created by your government. Now we can all get protection in New York for the Sicilian Mafia, reported to us by the Russians. Don't worry, they're cloning cows, and you'll have plenty of beef soon.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why people have health problems. And if I bring all this up,
they got a drug for that.
They got to stop me from even reporting on all this. Oh, yeah, they got a drug for that. Good point. We'll get into that tomorrow, too. Big old drug companies are merging. What does that mean for you and I? Probably lower drug prices, right, Kurt?
Yeah, and better health, of course.
Absolutely.
You know, health through pharma.
But you probably need a drug to help your body deal with the genetically engineered, modified, cloned meat. You know what I mean?
You betcha.
A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down?
Oh, baby.
All right. Thanks for being along. Stay with the ride. Broadcast today in the can. Tomorrow we're live. This is LibertyRoundtable.com on your favorite station. We the people can restore America. We need your help, though. This nation shall endure.